What's up, everybody? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode of Nerdistalgia, you're going to find Brian, Irvin, and Trey, plus our special guest Chris, continuing on with our talk through of 2000s movies, or the aughts, as Trey likes to call them. Now, throughout the episode, you're going to hear some of the guys say, ding, ding, ding. That's just referencing this bell that I have, which basically tells me, hey, I need to edit this out. Now, there's some parts where I thought they were just too funny not to keep in. So that's why you'll hear them saying ding, ding, ding. But that's what that means. A little look behind the lens there. Guys, please do us a quick favor. Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star plus a review. Go and tell your friends about it. Go follow us on social media, nerd.nostalgia on Instagram, Nerd Nostalgia Podcast on Facebook and YouTube. We're also on TikTok. Nerd Nostalgia all together. Anyways, let's get into it, guys. Before we get started, here's a quick clip for you to enjoy. Her and Ryan Reynolds are probably the best parts of that movie.
And oh, yeah. For sure. Well, you have the two hottest human beings on the earth in the same movie wearing super hot, skanky, nut-hugging leather fighting suits.
Right.
I kind of feel like this got Ryan Reynolds Deadpool.
So the next one is a comedy. So going from a horror to a comedy, Kung Pao, Enter the Fist, and I don't know where this kind of came from. I probably should have done some more research on it before I put it in here.
But Never seen it.
It was I've seen it way too many times.
I feel like it has Chris Farley in it.
No, this one doesn't have Chris Farley in it.
Chris Farley was super dead by then.
Yeah.
Was he super dead, really? Or is he just, like, kind of dead?
Way to bring down the mood there, Brian.
R.I.P.
I don't know. Chris is the one that made us remember the death of Chris Farley when I didn't have to think about it until he brought it up.
I'm sorry I made you think.
Kung Pao Enter the Fist was just a parody. It was a comedy parody off of, you know, Kung Fu movies. So I don't know where, like I said, where this one kind of, how it ended up on here, if it was actually based off a comic or if it was an original idea comic or whatever, or if it was loosely based off of something. But, you know, in 2002, the 13, 14-year-old me was kind of, that's awesome, you know, stupid.
Is it like Airplane?
Yeah, kind of, but it's like the whole time, it's an American cast, but the whole time they're just like taking shots of like an old Kung Fu movie and like making it like and whirling to it. And like, so like the chick in it, you see her going and her mouth moving and she goes, wee 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 wee, like all the time.
Sounds like Airplane.
Yeah, and then there's like, I can't remember if it's a uniboob or if it's three boobs. Yeah, it's definitely strange and weird. And
I wouldn't have liked this. This reminds me of Airplane. I dated a girl that we watched Airplane, and she's like, "Oh, this is so funny." I'm like, "Yeah, I've never seen this, but I'll take your word on it. Let's watch it." We watch it, and she's laughing hysterically through the whole, hitting me like, "Oh, isn't this so funny?" I'm like, oh my god, like, you think this is funny? This is stupid.
I like it.
That's how I feel every time someone mentions that they like Adam Sandler movies. Oh, but what? The Waterboy was really good. Ugh.
No, I admit some of them were corny, but when you're talking Billy Madison
Happy Gilmore,
but those are one-offs. Those are classics.
Yeah, okay, but I want you to compare that to the overall oeuvre of his career.
Click was pretty good, because the whole message behind it, like, dude,
yeah.
If you had the opportunity to fast forward through the hard times of life, would you? And he did, and then he completely regretted it.
Right.
And
he's lying in the.
I relate a lot to that, like, now, especially because I'm like, shit, Noah's been screaming for the last hour, crying, but when you're on your bed dying, you're like, shit, I'd relive that whole thing if I could.
All right, next one is American Splendor. And I don't know anything about this.
I don't either.
Skip.
Bulletproof Monk. That's a fun one, though.
It had Stifler and Jackie Chan in it.
It did not have Jackie Chan in it.
It had Chow Yun-Fat in it.
Oh, fuck. Okay, can you ding, ding, ding? Can you ding, ding, ding?
Nope. That stays in, motherfucker.
Stays in, motherfucker.
Okay, fuck you, Irvin. Name me another movie that Chow Yun-fat is in, because I will tell you The Last Emperor, and you will know no other movie that he's in.
You saw The Last Emperor? You were the one?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I want to say? Just because I feel like...
No, that was Jackie Chan, you fuck. No, I'm just kidding. That was Chow Yun-fat.
Haha. But other than that, no, I got nothing else.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which one?
At World's End.
I feel like I've seen him in so much more stuff, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess it's probably in Asian movies that I've seen. Moving on. What's next?
Oh, low-key, I don't think Chow Yun-fat is even in The Last Emperor. God damn.
Wow.
But I bluffed you, and you fucking bought it, you idiot.
Okay, so the next one. Daredevil. Oh, God.
You mean the movie that brought us Elektra, as played by... what the fuck's her
Audrey?
Name?
Audrey? Or what's her name?
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
Future ex-wife of Batfleck.
Daredevil. Hey, it did have, what's his name? Black dude, Green Mile.
Oh,
John Coffey. Like the drink, but not spelled the same.
John Coffey.
Yeah.
That's not his real fucking name. That's his name from the Green Mile.
No spit. I heard you. But yeah, he was the bad guy. That was pretty funny.
He was Kingpin. Yeah.
What's his name? Christopher or something? Or...
No.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, RIP, yeah, dude.
I bring up all the dead people.
Wasn't he... He was in Armageddon as well, right?
Yeah. He was one where they were like, you're completely unhealthy. And he was like, does this look unhealthy?
Yeah.
He makes me feel good about myself.
Irvin, name me an American actor who wasn't in Armageddon. Steve Buscemi, wrong. Bruce Willis, wrong. Who'd you say, Trey?
Michael Clark Duncan.
He's in it. He's in that movie, too.
Yeah, he's in it, yeah. He's in a lot of coffee, but not spelled the same.
The guy who is like the mob banker slash enforcer from The Dark Knight, he's in that movie, too.
Huh?
You remember the first scene of The Dark Knight where they are robbing the bank, and then that one banker's like, fuck,
oh,
you, I've got a
yes.
sawed-off shotgun.
Yes.
That motherfucker is in Armageddon.
No, he like works for the bank, and he says, do you know who you're effing with? This is so-and-so's money. And they're like, yeah, we don't care.
You and your guys are dead.
What was his character in Armageddon?
He was the NASA guy who shook Liv Tyler's hand at the end. Oh.
He went up there. He was the pilot. Yeah. He was the pilot that was given the orders to possibly kill people if they went crazy or something like that.
I think that was...
He's been in a lot of stuff, though.
Oh, what is his name? It's, I can see it, I can't...
Wasn't he in The Rock?
The Rock, yeah. I was just about
He's
to say
in
The
Rock.
Yeah.
William...
Fichtner.
Hey.
Gerald.
Hey, is The Rock... No, is Michael Bay the best director of all time, or the bestest director of all time?
Dude, anyone that uses the same clips from Bad Boys... And just kind of rolled it and laid it over into Transformers. I was like, well, that's just lazy.
That shit costs money, man.
Well, when he makes $500 million on one movie.
That's true.
Dude, that's titty oil money. Dude, you gotta spend that money right.
Did you say titty bar money?
Titty oil. You gotta spend that money to pay for all the oil that...
So this Hulk, 2003 Hulk. Are we talking Edward Norton?
No, this is Eric Bana.
Yeah, pre-Edward Norton.
I don't like the girl they used in this movie. She had a unibrow.
Jennifer Connelly, the best looking... what's her fucking name in the series?
She had a unibrow. She had a unibrow. She had a unibrow.
Betsy...
It's Betsy Brand or Betsy Brandt.
Nope, the unibrow was...
Fuck you, Jennifer Connelly is a treasure, and she's married to Vision, dude. Come on.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she and Paul Bettany.
I honestly think the hottest comic book girl, not even a main character or anything, just in it, Natalie Portman.
I like Natalie Portman.
Yeah, but the hottest?
Who's hotter?
We actually already had this discussion. Can't remember who we decided.
I mean, when she
maybe,
was in the
or maybe
it was
Gal,
I think it was Gal Gadot. That was our...
Jennifer Connelly from The Rocketeer.
No.
Jennifer Connelly from The Hulk. Fucking Scarlett Johansson from half of the Avengers movies.
No, dude. Natalie Portman's way hotter than Scarlett Johansson.
Halle Berry from Catwoman.
No, Trey already said it. Gal Gadot. Yeah. She wins.
Yeah,
Gal Gadot. I think the accent, the physique, just like... And
she's also like 6 foot.
Yeah, and she made dope movies.
Natalie Portman's like... 5, 6, and maybe tried to make a rap album.
Jessica Alba in Fantastic Four or
Sin City.
My new or top in Sin girl. City. Did you know she's worth $380 million?
Because of her, was it skincare line or makeup, yeah, or whatever?
Her, what is it? It's like natural cosmetics. Or something.
Natural.
It's cosmetics, yeah.
Isn't Selma Hayek in 30 Days of Night? Is that Selma Hayek I'm thinking of? Who's in 30? Wait, Selma Hayek's in a vampire movie.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, fuck. Okay. That's not 30 Days of Night. That's Josh Hartnett, who's also in Sin City.
That's 40 Days, 40 Nights.
Who the fuck's in 30 Days of Night then? I've never seen that before.
That's you're thinking of the movie where he tries to go without sex.
No. I know that one's 40 Days, or whatever the fuck's it called. But, okay, 30 Days a Night,
30 Days a Night is a vampire movie where they're up near the North Pole. And it's where and they're stuck out there, and it's for a month, right? So the sun doesn't come out for a month, and they have to hide from the vampires for an entire month in this remote thing. It's a dope movie.
Josh Hartnett is in that movie. Fuck you guys.
Yes, that's what we said. So wait, how did we get off course? We were on Hulk, right? Hulk.
Oh, we're talking about hot ladies in comic movies.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Maggie Gyllenhaal from The Dark Knight, in terms of the hottest women in comic book movies.
It's not.
Just kidding.
He's got jokes, ladies and gentlemen. He's got jokes.
Goddamn, Heath Ledger looked better in that movie.
Yeah. So, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I was actually entertained by that movie. Not a good movie by any means, but I was entertained by it. I liked all the lore that they pull from it.
Can you refresh me on that one real quick?
There's a league, and it's full of gentlemen who just happen to be extraordinary.
It makes me think of this new movie. It's like they're out in the winter, and they're all stuck in a cabin. Bastards? No. Samuel Argo? Jackson's in it?
No. Oh, you're thinking about The Hateful Eight.
Yes, Hateful Eight.
Yeah. No.
Nothing like it?
Nothing like it. This one is really interesting because it pulls from a lot of like literature. It pulls Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It pulls character.
Yeah.
It pulls Nemo and his submarine. It pulls, who else does it pull, guys? I'm trying to remember.
Sounds like vampire a super chick. Nerdy.
Dorian Gray.
Super nerdy knockoff of the Avengers.
Yeah. But it's the Avengers, but literary characters is what it is.
It's like the pre-Avengers.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
was Dick Tracy in it?
No. But I liked
facetious,
it.
But maybe he was.
Roger Rabbit. There was a vampire, the Invisible Man,
mm-hmm.
Nemo, like you said, Dorian Gray.
All right, moving on.
X2.
I think out of the three, I think that was the best one. I think that was my favorite one.
I think it's because Hugh Jackman started to come into his stride. Like, I think he bulked up for X2. You really
well, you see the love story between him and Jean Grey, and then the hatred towards Scott.
Yeah,
Summers really start coming out. So,
well, like for us, like our age group, that's what we really remember from these TV, like the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
what's that infamous meme now?
Yeah,
where he's laying like in bed with the framed picture of Jean Grey.
But all that shit was present in X1 though, because remember X1, he flips off Cyclops with his middle claw. There's the line where he says,
"Oh, but an X." In X2, he almost kisses her.
Oh, my God. But in X1 is the one where he goes, you're not going to tell me to stay away from your girl. And that's when Cyclops says, if she was my girl, I wouldn't have to tell you to stay away from her. And then he goes, but stay away from my girl. Like that, all that shit was already there.
I mean, yeah, but there wasn't, the relationship hadn't, what he's saying is the relationship hadn't built between.
Well, what I'm saying is Jean Grey wasn't giving him any attention. The second one is where she was also kind of fighting with her urges. And, you know, I'm like, hell yeah, Logan, get it in. Just get it in. Forget Scott.
In X2, one of my favorite scenes is the Colossus scene. I was always a Colossus fan, like as a B character.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he was just Yote, and then whenever they come into the mansion and they try to shoot all the kids and then they try to shoot him, he just metals up and then just throws one dude through a wall. I was like, oh, it's so awesome.
I love that scene because that was the first, I want to say like the first real time you saw that Wolverine rage come out. And then they kind of like acknowledged that when the kid, remember like there was a kid in the kitchen or something that saw it and even they were like, oh shit, he ain't playing. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, it was Bobby. Yeah, it was Bobby, the Iceman.
Wolverine took both claws and shoved it into the dude's chest and like drove him. And then the kid watched it and was like, oh damn.
I loved how there was no blood spilt in that entire scene, even though he stabbed 50 fucking people in the chests.
It was like he had the touch of death. He just, like, touched, oh, you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah, but again, he was punching people with fist knives, and no one bled. It was amazing.
Fist knives.
It's a new catchphrase.
You know, my first time on here, and the conversations where we're talking about movies, it makes me think of Mystery Science Theater 3000. I'm like, why don't they just watch the movie and then just talk about it while they're watching it or make fun of it and be a troll throughout the whole thing? Have you ever watched Mystery Science Theater 3000?
I know it is.
Dude, I love MST3K.
MST3X. Y'all need to do an episode like that where you pick a movie from here, like one of Trey's dumb airplane movies. And you stream it, you watch it, but you record yourselves talking about it. Just an idea, throw it out there. Ding, ding, ding. Go back to that one, Irvin.
I think the problem would be that Irvin would spend the entire time just gargling the movie's balls. He'd be like, this part where like Jar Jar Binks like it's his head stuck in the pod racer laser beam. That's like so funny because now his face is numb. Like that'd be Irvin the whole fucking movie.
I've never known Irvin to ever talk about Star Wars. I thought that was more of a.
You've never heard Irvin tell you about his favoritest fuckingest character in all of the Star Wars universe?
I thought it was a quad thing.
Blamblow Lalizrian.
Oh my god, you have never heard him talk about Blamblo Bajigigan?
Bro, I don't really follow Star Wars.
I don't even
Wars.
Remember the real name now.
The only thing I know about Star Wars is that cool game where you had the...
Pod Racers.
The Pod Racers.
It's coming to PS4
and
in May.
I played the shit out of that game.
It's coming to PS4 and Switch in May.
Yeah, I'll fucks with that.
It is 100% true that it is coming to Switch and PS4. Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racers will be here in May.
It's like one of the best racing games, except for Need for Speed.
No, I thought it was because it reminded me of, what was that, F-Zero?
Star Fox.
Ooh, F-Zero, nice.
Why would you ever need a second racing game when there's Mario Kart? That's fucking insane.
No, I really enjoyed Pod Racing.
Shut up, you Nintendo fanboy.
Super Mario Bros. Super Smash Bros.
My favorite's Virtua Fighter.
I can at least agree with you on that one. That is fucking a garbage.
Still
franchise.
The best, you doucheholes.
Hold on. Let's get a neutral opinion right here.
Okay, here's a neutral opinion,
Chris.
Is Virtua Fighter even a game that you've heard of before?
Yes.
Fuck you, Chris. God damn.
No. Is he making him... I can't see the screen. Is he making him nod?
No.
No, I know what Virtual Fighter is, but what does that have to do with a race car game?
No. So we had, in one of the previous episodes, we had a head-to-head-to-head of best fighting franchise ever.
Primal Instinct.
What would you say your best... What do you think the best fighting franchise ever is?
Like, head-to-head fighting...
Primal Instinct.
Okay, Chris.
There's another dumb one.
I don't agree with you. You're absolutely wrong. But it's almost like if we were in a competition for debating about the best carbonated soda, and you know, I picked Coke, Irvin picked Pepsi. And then Trey was like, I like whatever shit they serve. Great value brand. Like,
RC Cola.
Great, no, not even RC Cola. Like, great value brand, like black drink. Like, that's what it's called. It's just like a black liquid.
Just the most generic.
I mean, Mortal Kombat, of course, because everyone yeah. messed with that. Street Fighter. But yeah. I really liked Primal Instinct. It was different. You had...
I liked Virtua Fighter because it had a background and a story, and the graphics were pretty dope for the era. It was on Sega Saturn. It was like right before the N64 came out.
Where are we on? Speaking of one-on-ones, the next one is going to be Alien versus Predator. I'm just going to fucking completely skip over Chimera because no one knows what the fuck that is.
Yeah, no one knows what that is. Moving on to 2004 with Alien versus Predator. And again, had no idea that this was a comic book, but it totally is.
I was so excited for this movie and so disappointed coming out of it. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this
What came first? Predator movies?
Yeah.
Or comic books? And then Alien movies or comic books?
So that's a deep dive that I haven't done.
Wait, you mean like comic books period or comic book movies?
No, because Alien and Predator were each separate, you know, franchises.
Alien came out in the 70s, Predator came out in the 80s, but comic books were around since like World War II.
Did either one of them start off as comic books first?
That's what you said.
No, okay, no. So yeah, they were movies before they were comic books.
Yeah.
And
then, so they decided to make a comic book before Alien vs. Predator?
Of the mashup.
Of the matchup. It reminds me of this, do you ever watch the Toys That Made Us on Netflix?
Yeah, love it.
And I never realized that Ninja Turtles...
was a comic book?
Well, no, they had... So, like, they had created the toys first.
No.
But... They said, well, we can't sell the toys unless we have a movie. No. So they literally like created the movie to sell the toys.
No, you're thinking of...
No, this is...
You're thinking of He-Man.
No, this is Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles was an actual comic book. Was it actually...
No, but I'm saying they came out with the toy line, but they were like, we can't go to market unless we come out with a movie. And then they found out the movie made a fuck ton more money. And they were like, oh, crap, we should just continue doing movies.
Yeah, and they made...
But yeah, it's interesting to see how, because I see Alien vs. Predator, and I'm like, how is that a comic book when the movies were out forever?
Right. But then they must have made started making a comic book about the matchup between Alien and Predators, like the two races.
But I like the whole context of Predator and how it's like a hunting, you know, right of way kind of thing. And how they honored, who was it? Was it a chick or the dude that ended up killing...
I don't even remember.
The alien, and then the predator, like the predator let the human live. They honored her.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, she's a true warrior. She killed the alien.
I don't remember the movie. I just remember being pissed about it. I was like, this was not good.
Okay, so I'm the only one who watched it.
Pretty much. Okay, because I don't remember it.
Yeah, so the aliens are pretty much like.
Neither one of those franchises was anything. Like I've seen
aliens
like the originals,
are like freaking wild animals, and the predators are like this highly intelligent, right. You know, beings, and it's like a, I don't know, what you would consider like an annual hunting ritual, but it's like every 1,000 years or something, where they hunt the aliens and kill them, but it just happened like in this one, the humans were caught in the middle of it, and then they actually witnessed a female human kill the alien. And then so the predator, like, spared her life and actually, like, helped her kill the alien by giving her, like, some, like, special weapon to the predator species. And then they said, cool, we'll protect the humans moving forward or something. That's really weird. There's a lot of background story. I'm like, look, all right, where's Arnold Schwarzenegger and the big old machine gun? I missed that.
Right. Or Sigourney Weaver in a Big Mac suit.
Well, since... I'm the only one that's seen Alien vs. Predator.
We'll move on.
Blade Trinity. And now we're to Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Let's talk about her.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Gosh, that...
Her and Ryan Reynolds are probably the best parts of that movie.
And oh, yeah. For sure. Well, you have the two hottest human beings on the Earth in the same movie wearing super hot, skanky... nut-hugging leather fighting suits.
Right.
I kind of feel like this got Ryan Reynolds Deadpool.
Because he was a talker. He just wouldn't stop yammering.
Well, and he also... He did the same scene from the X-Men Wolverine Origins where they exit the elevator.
Yeah.
He did the same damn scene in this movie, too.
With the swinging blades.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas Michael Bay didn't just use both those scenes at the same time for one of his movies.
No, it was not a very good movie, unfortunately. Overall, I think we're all fans of Blade.
I'll watch it.
And Wesley Snipes as Blade. Who is it? Ali? What's his name? The new Blade. Marshala Ali?
Marshala, yeah. Yep.
Okay, Trey. Legit, look up Alien vs. Predator right now. Requiem. Look it up right now on Wikipedia. Pull it up. It's a thing of beauty.
Okay.
Oh, I hope it doesn't get changed before you pull it up. Okay, go to the cap.
Jackie Chan Yun Fat as the Predator.
Where is this? You just showed me a page with a million words on it.
Jackie Chan Yun Fat as the Predator. It's official. It's on Wikipedia. It must be true.
Illuminati confirmed.
Right. I will take a screenshot of that.
Hey, wasn't there a pretty smoking hot blonde in Blade Trinity? And she was also in Resident Evil. Which, is Resident Evil on here? Any of them?
That's a video game movie.
The video game movie and not a comic book movie. And it doesn't have a superhero in it.
Yeah, sure. It's the chick.
Well, that's when we had this discussion before. It's like, okay, what constitutes a superhero? Because in one of the lists I looked
at... Superpowers.
Okay, it had Matrix in there.
Well, yeah. He's Jesus.
Allegorical Jesus.
Was the Matrix wasn't a comic book, though.
No, it wasn't.
Unless you consider the Bible a comic book.
Yeah, true. You're thinking of a blonde chick?
Yeah, who is the blonde?
That one chick from Orange is the New Black looks like she's in here.
Tasha Leone.
Wait, she's married to Fred Armisen? Get the fuck out of here. Here, wait, where do those hiccups come from? Fuck.
So, I gotta be honest, I have never seen Catwoman with Halle Berry.
You're not missing anything.
I mean, I've never heard any good things.
That's the next one on the list, is Catwoman. And it was a flop on a lot of levels. It was just not well done. And no knock on Halle Berry. I love Halle Berry.
I mean, she's not the greatest actress.
Monsters Ball, she was great.
Yeah, you put Billy Bob Thornton with anyone and they're going to be good. The kid from fucking Bad Santa was an amazing actor next to Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah.
You did get to see her titties, so.
Wait, hold on. Chris, are you saying that Billy Bob Thornton elevates the quality of surrounding actors, or he's so shitty he makes other actors look better by comparison?
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. But
we'll Hold on. What movie is Billy Bob Thornton in that he's a really good actor?
Sling Blade.
Data Fries. Mm-hmm.
No, he... So, do you ever see that interview where he actually did that and he talked about, like, how it fucking hurt?
Yeah, it's like, inside the actor's studio yeah. or whatever it is. Saw that.
No, Billy Bob Thornton had,
I mean, he was in Armageddon.
He was in Armageddon!
Yeah, I was about to say it. Damn it, you beat me to it.
He worked for NASA. No, he did something else that I was like, damn, that was a really good one. I want to say he was, like, a cop.
But at least Ben Affleck wasn't in Armageddon, because he's basically every white guy, right?
Ben Affleck.
When you white,
was
Ben Affleck.
In Armageddon.
Oh, do y'all remember Mr. Woodcock?
Yes, with Stifler, and he has sex with Susan Sarandon on top of his own stepson, I guess? Yeah.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton in Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
He was okay in that, I thought.
I liked him as the coach. Like, the scene where the town crony, like, rolled up on his family at the grocery store, and he's like, well, we're gonna win. And they're like, yeah, just win. He's like, okay.
He was in Tombstone.
Billy Bob?
Mm-hmm. There's Johnny Tyler.
I feel like he always plays like a good drunk.
Yeah.
So he just plays himself, I'm sure.
My anime kids. He was the voice of Jigo in Princess Mononoke. That's kind of interesting.
What number are we on now?
Yeah, we're on. We passed Catwoman. We got to talk about Billy Bob Thornton.
Guys, we're low key like 12 movies into a list of fuck.
No, we're 27 movies into a list of 70.
No, Mr. Woodcock. That's what you were talking about. Where he banged, what's his name's mom?
Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom. Yeah, Mr. Woodcock. That was a fucking funny movie.
I need another drink. I'm out.
Well, you heard Trey's drink clank and Brian's yawn, so you know it's time for us to head on out. Thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.